The following questions and answers are excerpts from a class by the ocean given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on December 23rd, 2007, in Govinda Valley, Australia.
Any question?
Whenever I see the ocean in coming future, what should I learn from those waves? What should I learn from them?
On the surface of the ocean, it is a very disturbing situation. The tide is pulling you this way and that with the undertow, this toe. If you go deep within the ocean, it becomes very, very serene. This material world means you're on the surface of the ocean. But spiritual life means you go very deep, deep, deep within the ocean. And there is no turbulence. Even if there's a hurricane going on, if you go deep, deep, deep within the ocean, there is no turbulence. The surface of the ocean is like the material world, and the depths of the ocean are like the spiritual world. Any other questions?
Now, I have committed to do 16 chants in the morning.
Okay.
Because I'm not at that level of this thing, what I should do if somebody laughs on me or says that you are doing nonsense or something like that?
Chant, do you have roommates?
Yeah, I have roommates. They are Muslims, they are Christians, and everybody.
Tell them, he who laughs last, laughs best.
Okay.
Tell them, you are laughing now that I'm spending so much time chanting the names of God. At the time of death, when you are dragged to the court of Yamaraj and I'm going back to home, back to God, and I will have the last laugh. Any other question? Taking care of your parents means you make them Krishna conscious. Otherwise, how are you taking care of them? You're killing them. Give them prasadam, teach them about Krishna. And that's taking care of your parents. Questions, Maram? The body is already dead.
Yeah, but when we die, basically.
No, the body is already dead. It's like your car is dead matter. It's simply dead matter. But when you sit in it, it appears to be alive. That's all. Because you can start the engine, you can... So actually, the body is already dead. It's a dead matter. But when you're sitting in it, it appears to be alive. Because you are the life force. As soon as the life force leaves, the body is already dead. It was never alive. The body was never alive. The body was always dead. Because you, the life force, are present in it, it appears to be alive. But actually it is dead.
And Krishna decides that soul will live in that particular body at a particular time.
Krishna has his agents who do it on his behalf. He doesn't have to personally do it. He's too busy playing the flute. He has his deputed agents handle this. He doesn't personally have to do all this. If you want personal interaction with Krishna, then you become his devotee. And you can personally, you can go for a picnic lunch with him on the bank of the Jamuna. You think he's sitting there in the Jamuna worrying about all of the jivas, making sure their karma... No, he has his agents doing all this stuff. He personally just enjoying with his pure devotees. Questions more? One time, I was in the Shadam room in the temple in Miami. It was a typical evening, you know, taking some milk for Shadam. Then two bandits came walking in. They had grabbed one of the brahmacharinis and they put a gun at her head. And the other one had a big rifle. Yes. They had a stocking over his head, disguised his identity. And they said, "Everybody get on the floor." But I thought, what is this nonsense? All the devotees got on the floor, but I didn't get on the floor. I started saying, "Nishringadev, Nishringadev, Nishringadev." I knew that Lord Nrisimhadev, we don't have to be afraid of these demons. We just call out to Nrisimhadev and he'll protect us. So actually, as soon as I did that, the temple president came walking in.
He pointed the gun to you.
Huh? Oh, yeah. He pointed the gun at me. He took it away from the brahmacharini and he pointed the gun at me. But then just at that moment, the temple president came walking in. And he was a little surprised. As soon as the thieves heard that, they were running like anything. The Temple Treasurer did it. He came running with a gun, but he missed. The bullet went into the wall of the Prasadam room wall. So it was quite an interesting evening. But I really felt that by calling out Lord Nrisimhadev, then everything was okay, you see. Somehow or other, just by calling the name of Nrisimha and having faith in Lord Nrisimhadev, even though they were there, they have armed robbers, they're willing to shoot us, you know, it was not one devotee was hurt. And those robbers were gone. They never came back. So, and the devotees actually very much appreciated that I had called out the name of Lord Nrisimhadev that night. The GBC man was saying how nice it was that I had called out the name of Nrisimhadev. The fact is that if there's some danger, if we call out the name of Nrisimhadev, we get special protection. It happened another time too. Mataji and I were driving down the roadway, but it was ice. We didn't know. We came to this area, it was complete ice. So the car went into it did a 270 degree spin. There was a bank off, it was a drop off the side of the road. There was no rails, it was a drop off. So we went like this. 270 degree spin. And we were going backwards, flying through the air off the road. And we knew that was it. This is the end of our lives. In a minute, we're going to be smashed. So I was going, Nrisimhadev! Thinking, this is it. It's all over. But there was snow everywhere, and there was so much snow, it was like a pillow. And the car landed in the snow, and there wasn't even a scratch on anything. So I really believe in the power of the Nrisimhadev. If you're wondering why should we chant Nrisimhadev, just remember that. When there's some danger, call out Nrisimhadev and see what happens. And then you'll know why we chant Nrisimhadev. Then you'll also know why we chant Nrisimhadev. When you see how he protected you. He does that special service to protect the devotees from danger. Lord Nrisimhadev ki jai! Any other questions? Ganesh is the remover of obstacles. So actually, it is not incorrect to worship Ganesh, to remove the obstacles on the path of bhakti. But it is not required in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Because by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the obstacles are already removed. Do you find any obstacle? It is simply singing and dancing and feasting. Where is the obstacle? You see? So even though it is there in the scripture that you can worship Ganesh to remove the obstacles on the path of bhakti, by the mercy of Nittai Gauranga, there are no obstacles to be removed. So it is not necessary to worship Ganesh. If you want to remove all obstacles, here's the mantra you will chant. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vatari Gaurava. That removes all obstacles. So you don't need Ganesh. Just chant Panchatattva Mahamantra. That is even more powerful than Ganesh worship. If you're attached to worshipping Ganesh in your childhood, I don't tell everyone to do it. You may continue doing it. You can worship Ganesh. Say, my dear Ganesh, you're a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Please bless me that I can also become a great devotee of Krishna. You can worship him and ask for his blessing that you become devotee of Krishna. Alright?
Maharaj, like in real life, we are always thinking about economy. Like even if you are too spiritual, you may not get enough money, to do that.
Economy is
too spiritual. So that's
do you think that you depend on money for your existence?
In this world, it looks like it.
When was the last time you sat down and ate money at your dinner? Dollar bill salad. No, God is providing the food. That is nature's God's gifts through nature. He is giving you the air to breathe, the sunshine, the water, the food. That is man. Money means man is playing God, that's all. He's trying to play God by inventing this thing called money. But actually, that is all God's gifts. All of your maintenance is provided by God. If you want to be free from anxiety about your maintenance, you simply have to become God conscious, that's it. And then you'll see, what is the difficulty? Eko bahunam yobadadati kama. God is giving everything. So, you can work your job, that's all right, but don't think you're depending on your boss for your maintenance. You're depending on Krishna for your maintenance. No one else. Is that all right?
But if job is lost, you know, then Krishna consciousness would be lost too, because you don't.
Huh?
If job is lost, you know, if you don't have money, then how?
Jobs come, jobs go. If Krishna wants you to have a job, you'll have a job immediately. If he doesn't want you to have a job, you'll be unemployed. So just depend on Krishna. Are you unemployed right now? In Vedic culture, everyone has jobs. The government sees that everyone has full employment, and that everyone has comfortable place to live and proper food and proper clothing. In Vedic culture, the government, even the animals are properly fed. There's no skinny animals. In India, do you see any animals that are not skinny except for the pigs? All the animals are very thin. But in the Vedic times, every animal was fatty and jolly. Even the animals are well fed. So this problem with unemployment is because of demoniac civilization. In the Vedic culture, everyone is fully employed. There's no unemployment. Everyone has plenty of food, nice clothing, nice housing, everything nice. Full employment in Vedic culture.
Maharaj, can I ask one question?
Yeah.
I have been attending and chanting Gayatri Maha Mantra. They were saying that Gayatri Mata is the mother of all Vedas, mother of everything, the nature, the gods and everything. So I have been taught like that, and I have been chanting Gayatri Maha Mantra for the last 2 years.
Mm.
Now, for me, my whole my family, my mother and father follow Gayatri Maha Mantra.
Mm.
So what is that I need to do now? Should I change them? Should I change myself? What is right?
Until you have, unless you are initiated by a bona fide guru, your Gayatri Mantra will not have much effect. Without Diksha from bona fide guru, your Gayatri Mantra will have very little effect. If you want to actually have potent Gayatri, then you go through the authorized system. You get your Harinam Diksha from Guru. And then when Guru Maharaj sees that you are solidly chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, then he will give you Gayatri then. Then your Gayatri will be 1,000,000 times more powerful than your so-called Gayatri chanting now. Yeah. Gayatri is an enhancement. Hare Krishna is... If you study Upanishads, you will see it is given in the Kali Santarana Upanishad. That of all the mantras in throughout the entire ocean of Vedic wisdom, the most powerful mantra in the Kali Yuga is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Gayatri is not as powerful in this Kali Yuga. If you want the Shakti to become completely spiritually perfect, then you chant this Hare Krishna mantra. And then once you are solid in chanting, Guru Maharaj will give you Gayatri mantra to help your Hare Krishna chanting become even more powerful.
So until then, I have to chant Hare Krishna.
Yes, you don't need Gayatri. You can't even chant it properly now. Without getting it from Guru, it's stated also, Sampradaya Vihinaye Mantraste Nishpala Mata. If you're chanting mantra but it does not come from Guru in the cyclic succession, it has no potency. Nishpal. You know in the Sanskrit. Nishpal. No result.
I have gone to Haridwar and with Guru. I have undergone some...
It has to be proper sampradaya, not just any guru on the street corner. It has to be proper guru in the siddhic succession to Krishna. There are so many gurus who will give you some diksha for a little fee. You know? So that is not guru. That is guru. Bull. He simply gives you a bunch of bull. Huh? There's guru and there's guru. Guru means bull. He gives you a bunch of bull.
What is the role of Maya Devi?
Maya Devi. Brahma has constructed the prison, and Maya Devi is the warden of the prison. Make sure that you don't escape. She is also called Durga. Any other question?
If you have desire to see Krishna and be with Krishna.
In Krishna Loga.
I'm already with Krishna, so I don't. My desire is that everybody can. I am already with Krishna by the mercy of Prabhupada. I'm with Krishna at every minute. So my desire is that the whole world will become now with Krishna. That's my desire. By grace of Prabhupada, I'm with Krishna at every minute. I don't have to think, when will I be with Krishna? I'm always with Krishna. But my desire is when the whole world can wake up and become Krishna conscious.
Even in this material body, you're happy to be Krishna. You don't want to be liberated.
My desire is, before I die, the whole world will become Krishna conscious. That's my desire. I'm praying to Krishna that he will give me this boon. Before I leave this body, this whole planet will become followers of Prabhupada. That's my prayer. Now, Krishna can grant my desire, he cannot grant my desire. That is up to him. But from my side, my desire is this whole world will become followers of Prabhupada before I leave my body. That's my desire. It'd be nice if it happened, wouldn't it? It seems like an impossible dream, doesn't it? But, you know, I'm an idealist. What can I do? I've been an idealist ever since I was a youth. I never lost my youthful idealism. I still feel like I'm 22 years old. Even though the body is 60 years old, I have the mood of a 22, the same optimism I had when I was a 22-year-old brahmachari. That is Krishna consciousness. You never feel you're growing old. You feel you're becoming younger and younger and younger and younger. That is Krishna consciousness. Actually, the perfection is to simply become the completely sold-out servant of the spiritual master. That is the perfection. I don't care for liberation. I don't care for anything except to please my spiritual master. That is the perfection. What do we sing in the Guru Puja? What is it? Janme, janme, Prabhu se. You are my Lord, birth after birth. That is the perfection. I am simply the completely sold-out servant of my Guru Maharaj. That's it. I can be liberated, that's all right. I can remain here. This doesn't matter. As long as I can remain the servant of my Guru Maharaj, I am happy. That's all.
Your experiences with Prabhupada?
My experiences with Prabhupada. I'm having an experience with Prabhupada right now. You think that I feel that Prabhupada is not here? That I am cut off from him? No, I feel Prabhupada is right here, right now, blessing me that I can speak words to inspire you in the path of bhakti. Prabhupada is giving me these words. Prabhupada is here coaching me how I can preach to you nicely. Otherwise, I'm simply a fool. Because my Guru Maharaj, he is the greatest preacher in the history of the universe. So he has given me some words that I can speak to you. So I'm experiencing Prabhupada at every minute. Oh, anything else? You're feeling chilly? Any other questions? So everyone's completely satisfied now.
Maharaj, it looks so grand, so beautiful, you know, but is it really practical? Like,
what? From Krishna consciousness?
Yeah.
Is existence practical?
Yes. We all exist.
Existing is a very practical thing. It's something you do at every minute. So Krishna consciousness simply means to be reconnected with your original nature, that's all. Would you rather be in a natural state of consciousness or an unnatural state of consciousness?
Nature.
Yeah. So to be in a natural state of consciousness is the most practical thing. Therefore, a devotee is more expert even in dealing with the material world than any karmi. A pure devotee of the Lord is more expert at dealing with the material world even than a karmi. One disciple thought, oh Swamiji, we can get him a dictaphone through his translation. So it's a very complicated instrument. So the devotee, the Brahmachari Gargamuni Das, he had the salesman show him exactly how to work the machine. How to rewind, you know, all the thing. And then he brought it to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I got you this dictaphone machine. And Prabhupada, he said, let me show you how to operate it, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, that's all right. And Prabhupada didn't take any instruction how to operate the machine. But he immediately understand how to operate it without any instruction from anyone. So is that practical?
Is not, it? But yes.
A Krishna conscious devotee is more down to earth and more practical than any karmi because he understands what is this material world. He actually understands what is the sand, what is the sky, what is the ocean, what are the trees, what are the... He understands what actually is going on here. Nope, the others don't really know what's happening. Karmis don't really know what's going on. They're completely an illusion about what's happening. Is that practical? No, they live a very impractical life. Therefore, they're polluting the air, polluting the water, they're making a complete mess of this planet. Because if you're not Krishna conscious, you're a very impractical person who can't live a practical life that makes sense. Question one.
Suppose if we fail on, if you're not able to contain the Krishna consciousness, and we just give up all this material pleasure, so at the end of life, we will lose both. We'll lose Krishna, and we will lose material pleasure. Because millions of and billions of nice devotees.
No, like, whatever progress you've made in Krishna consciousness, even if it's only a little bit, that is your eternal asset. You will never lose. Whatever material progress you made, you lose everything at the time you do. But whatever spiritual progress you make, that is your eternal asset.
But there are so many nice devotees in the queue. Where is my number? It's not a millionth or a trillionth.
No. There is a secret way. You can go to the front of the queue. You know that? Yeah. That is given by one of our acharyas. He said, my dear Lord, you are known as Patita Pavana. You are the friend of the most fallen. So, my dear Lord, you will not find any devotee more fallen than me. Therefore, I am the first in the queue for your mercy. So, if you feel you're very fallen and unqualified, then you can move to the front of the queue.
So, this queue will grow big.
Remember, I'm the first.
Problem is that we all think we are lords. Yeah. So there is a question of I'm Patita, most fallen.
Yeah, if you think you're a big shot, you'll be in the back of the queue. Brahmaji, you know, he sometimes thinks he's a big shot. You know that story? One time Krishna called Brahman and Dwarka. He called Brahma, you come. And so Brahma came, and the doorkeeper said, who are you? He said, I am Brahma. He said, which Brahma are you? He said, what do you mean, which Brahma? I'm the Lord of the universe. And then Krishna, to teach him lesson, he called all the Brahmas from all the universes. And, you know, this universe, to us it seems very big, but actually this is the smallest of all the universes. Our Brahma has only four heads. In the other universes, Brahma has 40 heads, 400 heads, 4,000 heads, 4 million heads in the other universes. So all these Brahmas came, and our Brahma, he was going, oh my goodness. He felt like a little flea in a herd of elephants. So then Krishna sent all the Brahmas back to the universes, and our Brahma from our universe got the message, you know. You're not actually such a big shot after all, even though you think you're the Lord of the universe. Any other questions?
Yeah. Why did George Harrison never get initiated by Srila Prabhupada?
Why did George Harrison never got initiated by Srila Prabhupada?
Actually, that's a question that only Prabhupada really can answer. Prabhupada, you have to ask Prabhupada. That's a very speculative thing. That's a very intimate, personal question that only Prabhupada could really authoritatively answer. I could guess, but I could be really off the track. So everyone satisfied now? Ready to completely dedicate everything to Krishna at every minute, with every thought, word, and deed, in all times, places, and circumstances? Give up all nonsense.
Yeah.
Very good then. All right, then do them. Become serious devotees now. The more you become serious, the more you taste the nectar. Sometimes you think, well, if you're serious and you're sober, then you're morose. It's not like that. The more you become serious, that means you have depth to your personality. It's called gravity. The more you go deep within your heart to actually connect with your eternal nature as Krishna's eternal servant, Jivara Sarupa Hai Krishnera Nityana, the more you will taste nectar. It's like in the desert, if you go drill deep beneath the surface of the desert, then you hit water. So if you will go deep within yourself by remembering, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, I must always think, speak, and act in such a way that is pleasing to Krishna in all times, places, and circumstances. Then that depth, that deep meditation will enable you to taste sweet, sweet nectar at every minute. Wherever you go, at your office, at the beach, at the temple, wherever you may be, it won't matter. Krishna consciousness is transcendental. That means you can tap into it anywhere. Doesn't depend on any material circumstance. You can tap into it in all times, all places, and all circumstances. Krishna consciousness. It's much more attractive than anything this world can offer. Millions and billions of times more attractive than anything this world can offer to you. Even in your wildest dreams, you try to think of the most attractive thing you could ever experience in this world, and it is completely dwarfed by Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness turns it into an insignificant nothing. Any other questions?
By which intelligence is trying to do Krishna conscious activities, but he does not want to give up the material pleasures. But Krishna takes everything with love and devotion.
Yeah. What is the value of my...
So you're doing it on the basis of intelligence? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because I'm...
Instead of love.
I should do. I'm not able to do it with the full love and devotion. So what?
That's all right.
Then
the sadhana bhakti level, we have not so much awakened the love of God. But it's just like for a person suffering from jaundice, you must take sugar candy. So does he have any taste for that sugar candy? Does he love it? No, he hates it. It tastes horrible when you have jaundice. But with his intelligence, he knows my only hope for being cured from jaundice is to take the sugar candy. So now you may hate bhakti. It tastes bitter to you to rise early in the morning, to chant mala. You may find it's a bitter taste. But with your intelligence, you know that by taking this bitter taste, dutifully doing my duty as the spiritual master is instructing me, that in due course of time, that will become less bitter, less bitter, gradually sweeter, sweeter, and it will become completely sweet in due course of time, and I will love it like anything. So now you may hate the activities of Krishna consciousness, But if you do it with your intellectual understanding, then gradually you will love it like anything. So I think our time may be running out. Krishna Katha Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Completely inundate the whole material world with an ocean of Krishna Prema Ki Jai.